I'm Teresa from the Mighty Lily Whites, former Welsh Cup winners, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Yes, roll up for the biggest weekend in Welsh domestic football. It's the JD Welsh Cup Round 3 preview podcast, and we've pushed the boat out here at FAW Towers. We put 50p in the meter, pushed a satellite truck all the way up the hill to North Wales, and joining us for the first time together, united, the finest minds in Welsh football, Mark Jonah Jones and Dean Jones from our JD Cymru North podcast. We'll also be hearing from a couple of managers and players along the way, but plenty to talk about, so let's rattle through it. And I'm going to turn to you first, Jonah, because the Friday night game, the Scotia game, is right in the South's patch, and it's a big one. El Carmico, Carmarthen against Ammanford.
Yeah, definitely, Mark, especially as they've played Tuesday evening, Carmarthen. So, you know, they would have had three games in 7 days, which is a tough ask. But look, they've had a good season, Ammanford. Griff Allison's done a good job. They're sixth in the league in the Cymru South. Obviously, Truns and Robinson, and coming back to the old Gold's home ground, Richmond. So it's a big occasion for Ammanford, but it's a very, very big occasion for Carmarthen Town and their season. But the cup is massive to clubs, especially in the Premier. The JD Cymru Premier, financially, is massive. And you've got to go as far as possible. So I think I could just see Carmarthen getting over the edge and maybe popping a goal or two in there. But let's hope it's a great game on Scurry on Friday night.
And more importantly, a big audience, Jonah. No excuse. Ammanford just up the road. Ammanford always bring a big crowd. I know they're planning it already. And our appeal to the people of Carmarthen is football is best consumed in the live. Get down there and be part of that live game on Friday.
I would like to think, Mark, you'd like to think Carmarthen and Ammanford, please, we've got to get 500, haven't we, down at Richmond on Friday evening, and get a bit of excitement down there. Goals, because there are stars playing down there at this level. Trundle, he's a legend at this level, and I hope the Carmarthen Town faithful come out and get behind their team to go against Ammanford. I hope the people of Ammanford enjoy it down there as well. But it should be a bumper game on Friday night.
Now, as ever, this podcast is always looking for the banana skins and the shocks. And this one, as I bring in Dean Jones from our Cymru North podcast, welcome Dean, is very interesting. It is Colwyn Bay, just come back into the Welsh domestic system and certainly doing well of late in the Cymru North against Airbus now, who had a bit of a tough time, perhaps an understatement, against TNS the other day, losing 12-0. So, Jonah, I'll get your thoughts in a second, but on Airbus specifically. But Dean, what do you make of this tie?
Yeah, it's got all the makings of a really good cup tie, this. It's a good yardstick for Craig Ogg's men, this, where they want to be in a couple of years. They want to be testing themselves. They want to be in the Welsh top flight. They want to be attracting big crowds. I know they'll need everyone on top form. I mean, Airbus, although they lost a couple of faces from the side that won the huge Grey Alliance last year in convincing fashion, the majority of them are still there, and they showed what a dominant force they were at second-tier level last year. Given how many they went on the trot to start the year, I mean, it was unbelievable, really. But like I say, they're going to have to be at it. All their top players are going to have to play well, like Tom McCready and obviously Mitch Bryan and all the other lads who've been playing well there. I know they've got a good back line. I mean, Will Bell and Darren Thornton have been tremendous for them as well, as has their keeper Andy Coughlin. So they'll have a good base to build off, a good crowd there as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a giant killing there either.
And Jonah, look, when you get a big defeat like that, it's going to hurt. Your attitude will be, or your comment will be, back to Steve O'Shaughnessy and the boys. Lock it away. It's history. Get on with what's in front of you now.
You know, unfortunate drubbing. They had a drubbing last week, the record score against them, and that's tough for all the sets of players. It's tough for Steve as well, O'Shaughnessy. But I think this is the perfect game for them. Does it add a lot of pressure to them? Of course it adds pressure to them. But it's a week off from the league. So for me, the likes of Andy Owens and company, the boys at Airbus, got to really put a front on for their team here and show that last week's 12-0 is firmly put to bed. We talked about this before when I think it was ABBA got beat 10-1 once this season, and they come back the week later and got a good result. I think O'Shaughnessy and his team got to show some strength, got to show their guts, they got to show everything they got this Saturday at Colwyn Bay. Go either way this one, mate.
So let's turn to some of the Davids who want to get rid of some Goliaths in this next round. And there's no bigger Goliath than the new Saints. Current Welsh Cup holders, of course, and top of the Cymru Premier as we speak. Facing them, Mould Alexandra. And I tell you what, I'd hate to play Mould at this time because in their last three rounds of the competition, they beat Clanrig United 8-1. They beat Waterloo Rovers 8-1. And they got 8 against Castlealan Colts without reply. Here's the manager of the Goldfest team, Mike Cunningham.
Saturday is a great opportunity for us as a club, a management team and a group of players to test ourselves against the very best. If you go to handpick the draw beforehand, I think this tie is the one every team left in the competition would want to avoid, going away from home to the defending champions. You know, I could probably talk all day about TNS's quality and the strengths they have. I still don't think I'd do them justice. They've got so much quality all over the pitch, haven't they? And they've shown that time and time again. They've shown that ruthless streak. But the lads have been excellent so far in this competition. You know, and we haven't got this far. You know, by winning the raffle, we've shown great desire in the last rounds to get through. So, you know, it's a reward for that, really, for our young squad. It's a good experience for them to go there. You know, just enjoy the occasion, really. All the pressure's on TNS to win the game. So we can just go there, enjoy it as much as we can.
So, Dean Jones, Mould are knocking them in for fun.
I mean, what an occasion for Mould to play a team with such a storied history of success, both in the league and in the cups. In TNS, still technically the only full-time team in the country in the Welsh domestic system. They got nothing to lose. I mean, it's a great advert for them, raises their profile. Given how well TNS have been doing of late, obviously their ridiculous win on the weekend, net in 12 in a top flight game. I mean, you can't fathom it, really. But it's the way Scott Rusko's got his side playing. They're ruthless. They take every team on their own merits. And I'm sure they'll have done their due diligence on a good Mould side. It would be one of the biggest shocks in JD Welsh Cup history if they could get a result, that's for sure.
And what about the lowest ranked team still left in the competition? A big home game for them after fighting their way from the first qualifying round to where we are today. Abertillery Bluebirds face another on form and as yet unbeaten Welsh domestic side in Connors Key Nomads. Let's hear from the man who's going to be leading Abertillery out onto the pitch, the manager, Lee Thomas.
Well, we've beaten four sides to get this far. Three of those are from higher tiers in the pyramid, so that's been great. But obviously winning some money for our club, again, that's been nice. But my highlight so far was our training session straight after the third round draw. The lads were absolutely buzzing and it was great to be a part of that moment. We've got a really good group, a young group of lads who all work hard for each other and are doing themselves and the club proud this season. And long may that continue. You know, everyone at the club is looking forward to Saturday and who knows what can happen in front of hopefully what will be a big crowd. But one thing is for certain, we'll have a great night on Saturday after the game.
Well, Jonah, what a day out for Abertillery Bluebirds, a well-deserved plum tie. Also a big day out for the Connors Key Nomads fans. Second time in a week they've had to clock up the miles with a big journey down south.
Yeah, brilliant for Abertillery Bluebirds. Lee Thomas and his team, they're six in the Welsh League Division 2. They're the lowest ranked team left in. You know, this is as big as it gets for them. A couple of weeks ago I was on the phone to Andy Morrison and he was at Abertillery Bluebirds, Mark. So that's how much he studies this, the form, and that's how much he takes this competition seriously. So he's already been down to the Bluebirds ground to watch him. Lee Thomas would have had plenty of time in watching, obviously, videos of Connors Key and games on Sky with Connors Key. So great day out for Abertillery Bluebirds. Enjoy the day, boys, whether you get the win or not. It's the Welsh Cup. You've done brilliant in getting there, and good luck on Saturday.
This is the JD Welsh Cup third round preview podcast. I'm Mark Webber. I'm joined by Mark Jonah Jones just then. And coming up in a second, Dean Jones. Both of them, of course, join me every week. Dean speaks to me about the Cymru North, Jonah, Cymru Premier and Cymru South on separate podcasts. It's nice to have us all in one family, isn't it? Let's move on because plenty of games still to look at. STM Sports, a team formed 15 years ago on a sort of pub field in Cardiff, have absolutely ripped domestic football in Wales apart in this year, getting themselves into the Nathaniel MG Cup final, rising up to the Cymru South this season. And their next big challenge awaits. It's Rhyl, of course, former winners of the Welsh Cup at one stage. Before we get Dean Jones's thoughts on how this could go, could it be a potential banana skin? Let's hear from Eddie Morris-Jones on how he views the Welsh Cup and what it can do for the club.
We've got probably the next 2 months is really big and important for Rhyl. You know, we've got the Welsh Cup games and we've got a really tough run of fixtures, you know, and it'll probably determine where we finish come the end of the season, you know, and if we keep the momentum up and lads health, you know, fitting well, you know, we'll do okay.
Rhyl manager Eddie Morris-Jones there. Dean Jones, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
This is a real tricky one for Rhyl and one they're going to need to get a result from, really, otherwise sort of their season's in danger of petering out into nothing, really, given how far behind they are Prestatyn and Flint at the moment. Obviously had a little bit of a dip in form of late. They'll be kicking themselves after that game against Flint on Friday night, obviously with Flint going down to 10 early on. But they've got plenty of quality. They've got a good management team there in Eddie and Rich, who are always striving to improve the squad, whether it be with new recruits or sort of developing sort of the younger players and more experienced players as well.
And Jonah, what's your perspective on this game from the STM side? We've talked a lot on the Cymru South podcast about them, haven't we?
They're fifth in the Cymru South at the moment. They've got the likes of, like you say, Callum Bateman getting plenty of goals. You've got the likes of Ben Amun getting plenty of goals. You've got their four of their players who didn't play against Aberystwyth in the semi-final back from suspension. So they'll be keen as mustard to go up and go further in the cup. And they're going to a great place. Listen, the boys from STM, I'm telling you now, if you're listening before you go up there, you'll enjoy Rhyl. It's a brilliant place to go. The ground and everything. Eddie Morris-Jones' team up there. They've got some good players like Kai Owen playing. Always enjoy going to Rhyl all the years I've been in this league. And it's one of the great grounds in this league. So it's a day out for STM. But both of these clubs will really fancy a third in the Cymru North versus fifth in the Cymru South. North-South could be game of the day.
And our next one to look at is Flint hosting Bala. And Dean Jones, you're really up for this one, aren't you?
Yeah, tie around this for me. Informed Flint against a well-established and well-respected Bala side who've sort of been in the top three or four in the top flight for probably a decade now under Colin Caton. He's done a marvellous job there. Well documented his success to lead the club to where they are. I mean, it's all well and good saying about the money that's been invested there, but if you don't use it rightly, you don't put a structure in place and ensure the long-term stability of the club, then you're not going to go anywhere fast. And Colin's done that at Bala, obviously with Nigel Aykroyd there as well. They've done a brilliant job and they've got a tremendous squad again. So it's going to be a good test for Flint. But now McGuinness will know that the task that lies ahead of them, and will be pretty confident his side can give a good account of themselves. Whether they can get the result on the day or not remains to be seen.
Well, let's hear from Henry Jones from Bala, who's similarly up for it as well.
Played them twice last year. Hopefully the lights stay on this
year.
That would be great. But yeah, expecting a tough game. Always difficult to play away games in the cup against teams like Flint. I think they're doing well in the league.
Yeah.
It's a difficult pitch to play on, etc. So yeah, we're expecting a difficult game.
Jonah, always electric encounters between Flint and Bala. The lights went out last time. Will this be as enlightening?
Yeah, it's okay this time, Mark, because there'll be Christmas trees all around the ground and we'll have plenty of lights on them. Mark Cadwallader, by the way, Mark was played in the Premier for quite a while in his time. Top scorer in the North was 16. So can he gun down Bala Town? Bala, again, Henry Jones at brace last week. Louis Robles, no goals for Chrissy Venables last week. Perhaps he'll be looking to get one this week. But what a game this is. The lights will most probably stay on, Mac, because we're not going there.
A lot of sides doing some mileage in this JD third round adventure. Carnarvon, one of them, off down to Goitre in Bartholomew. Let's hear from Sean Eardley first, and then I'll get the views of Jonah.
We're really looking forward to the Welsh Cup. It's a tie that, you know, everyone looks at the draw. And okay, we've got to go down south, but I'm sure we'll get a really good welcome from Goitre. I know they've got a couple of games in hand in that league. It seems as though they're going okay. And we know the type of game it's going to be. We hope the weather's going to be kind, but it's going to be a battle. And yeah, we've got to go down there. We've got to roll our sleeves up and maintain our momentum now going into the busy festive period.
Yes, Mark, Carnarvon again, we have to say. 6 wins in a row at home. tremendous form, unbelievable form. They have key players. They have key players in the midfield, the likes of the Covey, Messi, Darren Thomas. He's starting to really fight at the moment. Kai Jones scored a great goal last week, and obviously Nathan Craig and the likes with their set plays, they're dangerous. But they haven't had a great time on the road this season, but they want to get the win Saturday, and they're going down to Goitre United, Lee Johns, Goitre. They're decent at home. They're very decent at home. So Keane Watts, one of the youngsters there, is starting to bag the goals in as well. They climbed up the ninth in the Cymru South, but they will slightly fancy this, Goitre. I know what they're all about down there. They'll slightly fancy this. Carnarvon, I hope Carnarvon, as per usual, bring about, you know, a busload or two down to Glenavon to make it a real cup atmosphere. I would say that Carnarvon's classier, most probably classier team on the day should see it through, but this could be one hell of a battle.
And a similar trek for Porthmadog, who go to Penybont. Here's Craig Papenick on their season so far and his hopes for the Welsh Cup. And then again, Dean Jones and Jerner chip in.
No pressure on us, you know. I don't think anyone will expect us to go there and get a result. So the pressure's all on them, really, being the home side, being the Welsh Prem, and where we are in our league at the bottom half. As I said, we won't be given much chance, but we'll go there with lots of confidence. We'll prepare right on Tuesday in training, and the lads will look forward to it.
Any trips to the green grass of home at Ballartown for the game at Penybont or on the plastic?
No, we're I mean, the lads are used to playing on plastic, to be honest. We trained there all last year in Maes Tegid, and they played obviously Llandudno and places like that on the 3G, so it'll suit us, I think, because we like to get the ball down and play.
Yeah, Porthmadog, and it will be another second tier team who fancy their chances here, to be quite honest with you. Penybont newly promoted to the top flight and finding life a bit difficult, as you'd expect. I mean, you go up to that league, it's such a culture shock for most of them. Porthmadog have got nothing to fear going there, especially with the runner results they're on at the moment. Worked very hard for a point at Conwy Borough over the weekend, especially with being a man down for most of the game. It could be one of the standout results of the round for me.
I think last week's point against Connors Quay is absolutely massive for the rest of their season, because it simply gives them confidence that they could take on the big boys. They could be defeated 2-1 and 3-2 by TNS and 0-0 against Connors Quay. So there's something there to build on for Penybont. They seem to have that big game. They like the big games. And this, the Welsh Cup, there's no bigger every round you play in. So this is a massive game for them.
Well, there's so many games going on, we're going to have to split this podcast into two. Part two coming up in a second, but to end part one, let's stick with that long-distance travel theme as Avon Lido host Llandudno. Jonah, your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, Mac, Lido got to the final of this cup a while ago. Paul Evans, I think, I don't know whether he ever played on that day in that final against Carmarthen, but he's the manager now. I'll tell you, one player who did play in the final and scored two against the Lido was Caid when he played for Carmarthen. So their key player, Caid Mohamed, scored a wonderful goal, by the way, on Scorio last week. For me, he'll be favourite for goal of the month. They're seventh in the Cymru South. They were defeated, though, last week, which was a blow. And Llandudno, under manager Matthew Jones, tenth in the Cymru North. They still got the likes of Danny Hughes, always a class player, Danny Hughes, for Llandudno. And good game, great game. This is one of the 50-50 games of the afternoon, which is going to be very, very tough to call. Like with Lido's cup pedigree and a difficult place to go, I could just see Evo's boys getting over the line.
And that's a few of the games analysed. In a second, a completely new podcast will appear with Jonah and Dean Jones's predictions for the Giant Killings and the rest of the games reviewed. Stay tuned.